downturn in cattle futures resumed Wednesday, but prices were mainly strong at calf and feeder cattle auctions. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 11th of April. Cattle futures lost more ground Wednesday with pressures including heavy carcass weights and announced import restrictions by some states on cattle from states with confirmed cases of bovine influenza A virus. At the close and before final settlement, live cattle futures were an average of $1.57 lower, and feeder cattle futures were down an average of $2.72. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Wednesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, FOB live prices were $184 hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle, $183 to $184 in Kansas, and $187 in the North. Dressed delivered prices were $296 to $297 in Nebraska and $297 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was $3.86 lower Wednesday afternoon at $298.23 hundredweight. Select was $3.88 lower at $296.02. Turning to row crops, heading toward Wednesday's close, Kansas City wheat futures were 8 to 17 cents higher through DEES of 25, which helped drag corn futures mostly 2 to 4 cents higher through near DEES. However, soybean futures were 5 to 9 cents lower ahead of Thursday's monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates. Despite the down day in futures, calves and feeder cattle traded mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by CattleCurrent. Feeder steers sold $4 to $8 higher at OKC West in Arena, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded steady to $2 higher. Steer and heifer calves sold fully steady to firm. There are 5,464 head on offer. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing 800 to 949 pounds sold mostly steady. Heifers weighing 700 to 749 sold $4 lower. There are 4,506 head on offer. Steers weighing 500 to 650 sold steady to $3 higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there are 3,094 head. Steers weighing more than 750 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher. Heifers weighing less than 700 pounds traded $3 to $6 higher, but steady to $5 lower at heavier weights. Finally, steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. However, steers weighing more than 900 pounds sold steady to weak. Lower undertones were noted for heifers. There are 1,935 head on offer. Remember, if you're looking for a weekly market summary and highlights, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday, pressured by another reading of sticky inflation. The Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers increased 0.4% in March on a seasonally adjusted basis, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Before seasonal adjustment, the All Items Index increased 3.5% over the last 12 months, which was more than expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 422 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 49 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 136 points. Late afternoon, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME were a little changed but higher through the front six contracts. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 11th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.